Justin Poirier.
Are tóga mín ceisbh dúda bóid farantach tari. Seo bóid a bhí gálta dá Ellen Harry agus an pobl in 2018 agus é bhíl le tóga tí wasi da trí bíanna go fóil níl bóid a bhí ar fóil. I want to raise the issue of the Tory ferry. It was a commitment that was given by government in 2018 that a ferry would be provided. There was a vote on the island to deal with an issue that had arisen. It was supposed to be delivered within 3 years. There is no boat, no ferry, no plans for a ferry anytime soon. And now there's a condition saying it's attached to a pier, which never have been. There's ferries going in and out of Mariorty Pier all the time. You need to deliver on the commitment. Thank you.
Minister.
Ragged Hakta, Tom and Trager Torchasperta, at the Brunner. My department makes a significant annual investment to subsidise transport to ensure our island communities can avail of reliable, affordable year round ferry and heavy cargo services. In the case of Ilan Hurri, there are four separate subsidised transport services provided for the island at an annual cost of approximately €750,000. Cork Cumann and Hurri now plays a more central role in monitoring the services to ensure they are delivered in line with contracts and that the issues that arise are addressed promptly, which an approach which has resulted in significant improvement in the delivery of all subsidised services to the island. The main daily ferry service provides at a minimum 2 return sailings per day. It can carry 8 tonnes of light cargo per sailing. It is an important service that supports all aspects of island life, from tourism to indigenous island businesses. Last year, a new fast ferry service, which provides 2 daily return sailings, was launched for Ilan Hurri. This is an important addition to the existing suite of services. It originates from the island each morning. Residents can now be on the mainland before 9 a.m. each morning without having to travel the night before, and therefore do not have to incur the extra expense and inconvenience of staying overnight. The heavy cargo service has seen vast improvements in recent times. Schedule savings are now planned in conjunction with Cork Cumann and Hurri and the department. Multiple mainland ports are used to deliver the service depending on the type of cargo being carried. This new flexibility has greatly enhanced the service and has a beneficial impact on the community. The winter helicopter service, provided in conjunction with the HSE, has been extended to start in October and to end the following April. The scheduling of the service is far more flexible and in particular can service residents returning home during busy periods. The current subsidised range of services is meeting community need. However, I am aware of the situation in relation to Mahororty Pier. I do intend to visit it over the summer to envisage it. My understanding is that we allocated funding to Donegal County Council to complete a report and we're waiting on that report. But the Deputy has raised it with me previously, as has Deputy Patrick O'Callaghan. I do intend to visit Mahororty during the summer.
Deputy Doherty.
Happy to meet you there.
Thank you, Minister, and thank you for your response in relation to the existing services that are there in terms of Tory, and obviously a tender will be issued for those services supported by your department later on in the year. But the key point I want to raise is that in 2018, before your time as Minister, there was a serious issue in relation to the ferry in and out of Tory. And as a result of that, government brought in a mediator and made proposals, government proposals, and one of those proposals is that a brand new ferry would be built that would be suitable for Tory Island, and that whoever operated the ferry then was a matter for tender and so on and so forth. But it would be built at a cost of €4 million and it would be delivered within 3 years. It's 7 years on. That ferry is nowhere to be seen. It's nowhere in the planning stages. It's nowhere in the design stages. And what we heard last year from your predecessor was that, well, now we're not actually moving ahead with that at the minute. We are still committed to it. But the reason we're not moving ahead is we have to do works at Mahororty. The point I'm making to you is Mahororty is completely separate. The ferry service that operates, that you outlined to the Dáil there, operates from Mahororty. A new ferry, a brand new state-of-the-art ferry, can also operate from there. I want to ask you, is your department committed to the proposal you put to the island community in 2018 to deliver that? And will you uncouple it with Mahororty and deliver on this project, Carmichael?
Minister.
Deputy, what we have done is to prioritise services into Ilan Hurri to make sure that they are being delivered, that there is the traditional ferry service and that there is a fast ferry service. They are new services and they are providing a very strong service. I've been told that there is an issue with our RT pair, that there is we have asked Donegal Council were awarded funding to come back with a report in relation to that issue. But as I said, I do intend to go up there to see it for myself. But as of now, we are focused on delivering services that we have the capacity to deliver, which are those fast sailings and the more traditional sailings. And I will continue to support those services. But that is, I've far greater belief in actually getting to see something for myself and to engaging with the community on the ground when we do that, and I'll be doing that over the summer.
Deputy Doherty.
Yeah, thank you, Minister, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate the fact that you're coming up to Mara Orty over the summer, and maybe at that opportunity we might meet with the Corcum and Harry as well, just to see how this commitment can be progressed, and I would welcome that. And as I said, this is really about a brand new boat that was promised, and I think when government has made a promise and it needs to be delivered, and this is what I would like to tease out with you just in relation to it. And it doesn't, whoever operates the service then will operate the service, but they will operate a brand new boat, a brand new ferry, and there is possibilities here as well to actually cut down the time that with a brand new bespoke boat that is suitable for that journey, which is a difficult journey, that we could actually reduce the time, which would increase the benefit for the islanders, but also for the tourism, and we see a huge uptake in tourism. So I welcome the fact that you have committed to come down, and during that visit we might arrange a meeting specifically in relation to the new ferry as well, that we could discuss how to move that forward.
Minister.
No, I certainly want to look forward to, but to the visit, but I want also to be straight with you. As of now, the intention is to look at those services that are existing, to examine those, but I certainly will sit down with yourself and Deputy Cope Gallagher and the Cork Common to look at it, because, you know, because I want to get a full understanding of it, and to see for myself how the service works. And I won't just go to Mara Orty, I will go on to the Éireann Freisin.